All right, joining us from the National Weather Service in Indianapolis is meteorologist Joe Neild. And Joe, we've had pretty much a light winter so far with snow, but it looks like we're going to have some snow returning later today. What can people expect?
Well, during the day today and into this evening, we expect scattered snow showers to develop, particularly as we get into the midday hours and onward. The setup is such that we could see some fairly intense snow showers, even some snow squalls, which are those kind of isolated, very intense snow showers where snowfall rates pick up very quickly for a brief period. Visibilities can drop extremely low. They can vary wildly over short distances, and you can get some slick spots developing on roadways. So that's something that people are going to want to be aware of, again, especially this afternoon, this evening, and be on the lookout for that as they're driving around the area today.
So what areas do you think will be impacted with the heaviest snow?
Basically, the entire central Indiana area is under threat for these snow showers. We could see some light accumulations as a result of them, but it's probably not going to be very consistent from spot to spot. It's going to be spotty where, one area may get under a couple of particularly intense snow showers or squalls and pick up a half inch or an inch, and you may go, several miles down the road, there may be very little snow. So it's just going to kind of be luck of the draw today.
What other areas of the state are going to be impacted? Is the whole state going to see some type of snow at least?
Most of the state should see at least the threat for some snow showers, but particularly as you go across the northern half of the state, and then as we get into the nighttime hours tonight and things cool down, we'll see anything that's in the area that may be at least partially liquid transition over to all snow. So at some point during the afternoon and overnight, the entire state will have at least a threat for some snow showers.
When you say that snow could be intense at times, what sort of threats should people be watching out for?
You're just going to want to be watching out for areas where the visibility drops very quickly as the snowfall rates pick up. You've got potential for roads to become slick in spots as that snowfall begins to accumulate on the roadways. You can see situations like this where you have chain reaction accidents, especially on higher speed roadways like the interstates. So it's something that people are going to want to be aware of. If you do encounter that, slow down, increase your distance with other drivers, and be careful as you're moving through that area.
And when do you think all of this will move out?
Well, the most intense snow showers should be, again, during the afternoon and evening hours, although we'll still have a chance for snow showers basically throughout the weekend. Those will be, as we get into tomorrow and Sunday, those will be quite a bit lighter in nature than what we may see today.
All right. And what do you think is on tap for next week?
We'll start off the work week likely dry, but then we get in a couple of disturbances that move into the area midweek, say late Monday night into Tuesday, and then additional ones in Tuesday night into the Thursday time frame, where we may see some additional chances for precipitation at this time. There's some potential that maybe during the overnight hours you could see those changing over to light snow. But nothing that looks particularly impactful at this moment.
All right. He's meteorologist Joe Neild with the National Weather Service in Indianapolis. Joe, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you. You have a good day.